Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Our animals pairing up over there. Mark Mariani, Mickey Ryan hanging out with you. And there's a guy in the parking lot building a big ark right now. And two different animals start to enter the gates out here to get in his boat.
Yeah, I got to Louisiana and the sun was shining and I didn't know how to act. I didn't know if that was allowed this time of year or what.
Oh, that's right. You've already checked in down there. I would imagine the weather's actually pretty nice in southern Louisiana.
Yeah, it is a steamy 82 degrees, as muggy as you could imagine a February day in Louisiana.
I take all that I can get right now.
All of it.
What's it going to take to get this Vols team playing offense the way that we're used to seeing them playing offense and sharing the ball? The assist numbers have plummeted the last couple of games.
They haven't looked like themselves. I think making a couple early shots would help them, especially tomorrow. It's an early game. It's a noon Eastern time game, 11 a.m. Central time. So that's going to kind of be a weird environment for such a huge game, at least such a huge game in the SEC standings and all that moving forward. But if they could just make a couple of shots early in the game, maybe they settle in and kind of get back to being the team they've been. Vanderbilt, for whatever reason, kind of gave Tennessee trouble in the two meetings. Obviously, they said the Vols beat Nashville, and then they gave them some trouble in Knoxville as well. And the Kentucky game just felt like they didn't show up from the start. So if they could just have a good start, settle in a little bit, maybe they could start looking like themselves. And it's the LSU defense. They do a lot of things well offensively and rebounding and stuff, but they're not the best defense in the world, so maybe you can take advantage of there.
What was your read on the Vanderbilt game? Because I think there were some national guys, it almost seemed like they were waiting for the Kentucky game to say, "See, I told you so." You know, that seemed to be a narrative. We're going to put these guys at five, which is kind of really what we think they are rank-wise. And then they had Vanderbilt show up in Knoxville, and it was just it was an ugly win, and it was a gritty win, but they barely beat the worst team in the conference, and I think that gave the anti-Tennessee, or maybe the, hey, Tennessee's just a very good team, but not a great team, it gave that crowd some fuel.
Yeah, I don't think you're wrong there. I think Tennessee was, even you spend 4 weeks at number one, and you win the number of games in a row that they won, 19, setting school records, and having unprecedented success, but it still felt like everybody was talking about Duke, and everybody's talking about the Gonzagas and the Virginias. It felt like for the number one team in the country, they weren't talked about a ton. So yeah, it did feel like that kind of everybody knew that they were taking advantage of a softer spot in their schedule and kind of piling up wins. And I almost felt like people were just sitting around waiting for them to lose and to see what happened from there. As for the Vandy game, it just seemed like a very just kind of sleepy game, almost sleepwalking. Maybe it's a sign that their defense is improving. Obviously, that's not a very good Vanderbilt team. And maybe you can look back at it and think your defense is better and rebounding is better. But they're going to need their offense to get back to being what it has been all season, because that's what they lean on.
Hey, Grant, UT 24-2, still number one in the SEC. But us in the media like to take a couple little outings and think that the sky is falling. But sometimes a couple bad outings might be signs of troubled waters to come. Is there cause for concern about the last couple games, or is this just a little lull in the season, do you think, and we can get back in the saddle against LSU tomorrow?
I definitely don't think there's any concern inside the building at Tennessee. Oddly enough, during that win streak and when everybody wanted to talk so glowingly about Tennessee and what they're doing well, that's when Rick Barnes seems to be looking for stuff to pick apart about his team and looking for ways to motivate him. And then when they have a couple bad nights after the Vanderbilt game, he was relatively pleased with some of the stuff they did and the way they approached the game. And he certainly wasn't concerned. I don't think you take a two-game sample size, especially in February, and try to make something too big of a deal out of it. If it turns into 2 weeks or 3 weeks or whatever, sure, it becomes a concern then. But, I mean, you can go back to the last February and Villanova lost three games during the month of February, and they went on to win, obviously, the national championship, and they did so by blowing people out in the NCAA tournament. So it's more about how you're playing in March, and this time of year, you're you've been playing for 3 months, 4 months, and you're still a month away from Selection Sunday. So now's the time you're just grinding and trying to find as many wins as possible.
Grant Ramey, our guest from 24/7 Sports. A couple of things that stand out for me, guard play-wise. Jordan Bowden, 2-for-13 in his last two games. Lamonte Turner, that's from the field, 6-for-23. Certainly those guys shooting the ball well would go a long, long ways in helping everybody else do their job better.
Yeah, that's the problem. One of the biggest problems is that offense, it feels like multiple guys are slumping at the same time, which is obviously going to hurt you. Right. When you rely on as many different people as they rely on. Jordan Bowden and Lamonte, they went 0-for-11 from the three-point line at Kentucky. You're not going to win a game when that happens, especially at a place like Ruppa against a team like Kentucky. But they got to get Jordan Bowden back to consistently doing what he does. He's not just a three-point guy. He can get to the rim and find easier buckets, and he can make the mid-range stuff. And if they get those guys back on track, obviously that would go a long way. You look at Admiral Schofield, too. He's scoring right now, but he needs a ton of shots to score those points. If he's got, 16 points, it feels like he does that on 17 shots from the field. And that's not very efficient. And you look at Kyle Alexander, too. He hasn't really impacted games for the last 2-3 weeks, it feels like. And when you watch him play, he kind of fumbles the ball around a little bit when he gets it. He kind of looks like his confidence is a little shaken right now. So they got to get kind of all those guys to take steps back towards kind of the players that they've shown they can be.
Vols have to go into Rupp Arena after Kentucky gets beat. Now we go down to LSU after LSU gets beat on their home floor a few nights ago. Is there any, what scares you going in down there, and how, what do we have to be afraid of with this LSU team?
You can name a few different options. I talked about the 11 a.m. local time tip-off. It's probably going to be a sold-out building. I think the capacity something like 13,000, so obviously it's not something like Rupp where there's 24,000 people in the building, but that's going to be an interesting atmosphere to see who handles that better to start the game such an early tip-off. LSU, they're a legit basketball team. They're where they are, ranked 13th and 11-2 in the SEC for a reason, because they have one of the best point guards in the country, Tremont Waters. He can score it. He's really high up in assist numbers. I think he leads the SEC in steals, too, so he can do it on both ends. Naz Reid is a power forward, 6'9", 6'10", whatever, and he can step out and shoot it from three. I think he leads the team at like 38% at three. He can drive it. He can pass it. I mean, this is a former five-star prospect who can really, really do anything and everything on the floor. So you're going to have to slow down the guys, and you're going to have to try to keep up on the glass. They're the best offensive rebounding team in the league, one of the best rebounding teams in the league in the country. So that's not going to be easy. That's not Tennessee's strong suit, but if Tennessee can go down there and make shots, and their offense can hang with whatever the defense is giving up.
You got a gut feeling on this one, Grant. You're around the team every day.
It feels like they should bounce back, just because it's strange to see them put together two bad nights. It felt like for the first 23 games of the season, whatever it was, they just didn't have any bad nights in the office. And you wanted to wait and judge this team based on when they had bad outings. Well, here they've strung together a couple of them. Obviously, they didn't go up for two. They won one of those, which is a good sign. So if they can make shots early, I think they'll be okay. They can settle in. If they're cold early, I don't know if they get rattled in that situation. That would obviously favor LSU in a big way. But it's a game they can win. I think it's a game they should win.
Lunch with the Vols right here on 104.5 The Zone. Grant Ramey, you can follow him 24/7 Sports or at Grant Ramey on Twitter. Man, appreciate the time so much. Hey, enjoy 82 degrees.
Yeah, soak
and
up
humid.
Some sun
soak
for
up
us.
Some sun for the rest
Get
of us.
Get some umbrella drinks for on us, man. Jeez, just
I'm going to go outside and complain about sweating and the sun shining too hard and all that.
We don't want to hear that.
You
Thanks,
need a
Grant.
Different kind of umbrella down there to block the
That's
sun.
Right. That's right.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, man.